and say good afternoon to each and every one of you. And I give my love to each and every one of you today, desiring your prayers. I'm not feeling very strong today, but my strength is in the Lord, and I'm dependent on Him. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, we humble our hearts before you in prayer today. We trust in thee, Almighty God. We ask for strength. We ask for anointing. We ask for your will in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, the Lord gave me this message sometime before, a few weeks ago, and I thought it was for somewhere else, and then the Lord changed it, and he once wanted me to share it with you all. So remember me in prayer today, and remember the word. But the thought is salt. And I know that some people don't feel they should eat salt, you know, in their food. But salt has a place. And even though some people try to live without it, I believe our bodies need a certain amount of salt anyway. But the world needs salt. Many of us today, we realize that we're in a dark time in the world. Things are happening. Things that people, that grieves our heart to see the sin and the level of uncleanness and ungodliness that's being promoted in the world today. But yet, God left us as a people to be salt in this world. I was thinking in 2020, my daughter passed away. She was 34 years old, and she left two little girls. The baby was 3, the other one was 8. And it's been a time of grief for me. And one day, I was so concerned for the little girls that they're grieving. Claire, the oldest one, she said to me one time, she said, "Grandma, we prayed, but she died." And, you know, those kind of comments grieve you. And when you see the children are in grief, it grieves my heart. So one time I was so grieved about them, the Lord said, "I left you." He let me know he left me here. And he wants me to do what I can for my little grandchildren. And I think about that in the time we're living in, when it looks like everything is upside down and backwards. He left us. And he wants us to be salt to this dark world. There are many people in need. There are hurting people. There are people that have no hope. They don't see a way out. There are people that believe in all kind of darkness, and yet he left us as salt. And so we want to read the word of God, and we want to be inspired. This message is really to the people of God. If you're not saved, then God wants you to come into his kingdom so that you can make a difference. God wants us to make a difference in this world. Let's go to Matthew 5 and 13. And I appreciate if someone would help me read.
"You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, bringeth forth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under
foot of men.
We can say, he said ye, and he's talking to us, so we can say we are the salt of the earth. Every day we live, we can add salt to somebody's life. Maybe they come to you with a problem. We cannot afford to get on the bandwagon of people that have negative views about life. We have to be able to give them something from God's perspective. And in order to do that, we're going to have to, like he said this morning, read the Word of God. We're going to have to so read it till it becomes a part of our lives. And that we can show the world what the Word of God says by the way we live, by the things we say and the things we do. We can't afford, there are many people that have bitterness, unforgiveness, all kinds of problems. And while we're listening to them talking about someone else, we can add salt to them. Because we can give them something from God's perspective. I was talking to one of my relatives, and they were talking about, I just can't forgive. I can't forgive. Something happened that they just feel like they cannot forgive. But I spoke to them and I talked to them about forgiving. Forgiveness is essential. If you hold, and I explained to them, no matter what somebody does to me, no matter how they treat me, I try to get that off of my back as quick as I can and forgive them. When you're carrying something, when you're holding unforgiveness, you're carrying a load on your back. You could have peace if you would let it go. So we need, as the people of God, not to sit, to go along with it, not to pet unforgiveness, not to say, well, I understand how you feel, and they did this to me, and I don't think that was right. Give them what God, Jesus, would give them. And yet, forgive, regardless, no matter how they did, what they did to you, no matter what they said to you, no matter how they ran you down, forgive them. Jesus forgave. Can we look at Jesus' example of how to forgive others? Right there while he was on the cross, no doubt feeling the excruciating pain of those nails, and yet he says, Father, forgive them. He didn't just say forgive them, but it looked like he was making an excuse, for they know not what they do. Can we have that kind of forgiveness, and can we impart that to others? We need to do that because we're living in a time when people won't forgive other people. Let's go to Job 6 and 6. So what does salt do? Salt seasons, doesn't it? Have you ever tasted something that has no salt in it and you can't hardly swallow it? Well, I have. I have this thing about eggs. You cannot give me a scrambled egg without salt. You know what it makes me feel like? I'm eating the raw chicken. So I need a little salt. Jesus, our whole palate and all is designed to have flavor. And salt gives flavor. But also, salt preserves. People use salt to preserve food. And so it's important, even though you might say, ooh, no, don't eat salt, you're gonna get high blood pressure. Well, that's true, you can't. can if you eat too much of it, that's true. But still yet, there is a place for salt. Yes. And especially in our lives.
That's right.
Did someone get that scripture?
6:6. Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg?
And it's kind of strange how this is part of this scripture when it's actually the way I feel. So we want to be salt to people. But I already spoke to you some of how we can be salt, and it's in our conversation. Let's go to Proverbs 25:11. We want to see how important the words we say can be salt to others.
Proverbs 25:11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver.
See? What is the apple of gold and pictures of silver? It's so pleasant. It's so inviting. It's something that you would enjoy looking over and over again. A word fitly spoken. How are we going to have words fitly spoken? We're going to have to trust God, because sometimes we are asked a question. And if we just respond to it by the way we feel, it may be out of order. So we need to pray, whisper a prayer. Sometimes people will come to me and say, I want your advice. And I go to prayer. I whisper to the Lord. I don't know how to help. I have no wisdom of my own. I need your wisdom, Lord. Give me just what to say. And you know, God can give you the words that salt to that person. It can be just the word that will help in that time. But on the other hand, we can be a hindrance to people by just speaking out of turn, or just speaking out of our own mind, or even just speaking out of our own emotions. We can't depend on our emotions about things. Colossians 4:6.
Colossians 4:6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man.
You see, we need to have grace when we speak. Don't just, even parents, you know, when we have children or grandchildren, you know, we can't just say anything. You know, sometimes we feel like this is my child and I can tell them just how I feel. But no, that child has a soul. We're responsible. And some of those words that we think we can say, and what we think because they're our children, may be words that follow them through life. They'll have a hard time rising above it. We need to be careful of the words that we say. Mark 9:50.
Mark 9:50. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost his saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another.
See, we need God to give us salt to give others. We cannot depend on ourselves. The more we depend on the Lord, the more he can help us to be salt to one another. But if we depend on ourselves, as I said, we can be nothing but a hindrance. So we want to have salt in ourselves. This salt comes from God. It's not ourselves. We can't season ourselves. But we need God to season our words, season even our thoughts and our emotions and our attitudes and all of these things. So that when we react to other people and help them, we can lift them up.
Yes.
How encouraging it feels to be lifted up when you feel down. Many of us have gone through many hard things. I understand what you feel, Sister Jeannie, because I've been there. And Sister Rosie, I remember I've gone through those things. But we need to have the salt of God so that we can be a help to someone else. People are hurting. Let's be sensitive to other people's feelings, not just our own. Sometimes we have to put aside how we feel about something just to be a help to someone else. We want God's kingdom to grow in the world, and I believe the Lord wants it. I realize we're living in the last days, and many things are happening in these days. But even in these last days, the kingdom of God can continue to grow if we, as his people, will be salt to the world wherever we go. I like to be careful what I say. Sometimes I can't. I just feel like we need to just be dependent. Just lean on the Lord. Lean hard on him. Don't trust yourself to figure it out. Let's go to Matthew 5 and 13. You know, I'm an old lady, and I don't mind saying I'm an old lady. But the time that I have here, I don't know how long it's going to be. But I want to spend it every moment. I want to spend it in God's kingdom, doing what I can for his kingdom. Matthew 5 and 13.
Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men.
Let's go on. Leviticus 2 and 13.
Leviticus 2:13, and every oblation of thy meat offering shalt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking from thy meat offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. Excuse me.
Do you see back in the Old Testament when they were giving these lambs for offering to the Lord, he told them to season them with salt. And so what offering we have to the Lord, whatever we give, today we're not giving lambs, but we're giving ourselves. And we want to be so seasoned that God can be, his kingdom can be enlarged and people can be blessed and he will be glorified. We're here to glorify God, not ourselves, not for people to look on us and say we're anything, but it's only for the glory of God. I appreciate the message this morning because it's been the burden of my heart this whole summer as I've gone to different vacation Bible schools and worked with the children to help them to see God, how great God is, and the plan of God. If we can just get in his plan and walk as he would have us to walk and be as he would have us to be, we could be a blessing in this world. Let's go to Luke 14, 34 and 35.
Luke 14, 34 and 35. Salt is good. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill. But men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
So see, when you get through with this message today, I hope you'll have a better respect for salt. For the value of salt. But salt, not just the temporal salt, but being salt in this world. Let's go to James 3 and read verses 11 and 12.
James 3:11 and 12. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh.
Okay, I want us to think a minute. Many of us like to praise the Lord, and we talk about God and how much we love God. But do you know, we need to be careful that the words we say, we're not praising God on the one hand and then running somebody on the other hand. We have to be careful how we talk about other people. If someone comes to us and they're running someone down, how are we going to be salt to them if we're joining in? We should not join in with that. We should say something good. I remember, I think I told this once before, and I believe it was Brother Lewis Williams. But anyway, one minister long ago talked about a man in town that would never say anything bad about anybody. So then there came a man in the town that was a bad character, and he died. And so they walked around, different ones walking past his casket and everything, and they were looking at this man and wondering, now what good is he going to say about this? And he walked by and he said, sure had some pretty teeth. He found something good to say about it. So how can we do this? Is somebody telling you something bad about someone else? Can you say, well, they're very nice. They do this very nice. They bake mighty good cakes. Something. Let's put some seasoning in things. Let's do not find ourselves getting on the bandwagon. Do you know that many congregations today would be much bigger and much larger if people would use this very thing I'm telling you? But what happens is one person gets upset with somebody in the congregation, and then they go and whisper to someone else, and that person takes up with their cause or encourages it, and you got two or three people sitting out, won't even come to church because one person got upset. Do you know that is what's happening? And we need to put a stop to it. We need to not go along with it. We need to say something good regardless. Maybe they made a mistake. So-and-so made a mistake. They did this and they did that. Have you done without mistakes? Have you gone without a single mistake? Or you might not want to say that to your friend, but you could say, many of us make mistakes. Let's pray for them. Let's do something to build the kingdom of God up. And salt will help build it up. We can give words of wisdom, and we can use kind words to dispute. Defuse an explosive situation. There are plenty of explosive situations that need somebody to pour some water on it, some salt on it, and put it out. How many of you ever had a little fire on your stove? You got some grease, it went into the fire and started blazing. What did you put on it? Salt. It put it out. And so this is what we can do. Put out the fires. Put out the all the words that discouraging about other people. Proverbs 31 and 26. I think about this. I love to read this scripture about the virtuous woman. But in verse 26, it tells about her wisdom.
Proverbs 31:26. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness.
Can we use this? Will this be salt to others, to the little children? You know, instead of running them down, I told many people know this experience, but when I was about, I don't know, I was a child, and I wanted to jump rope. And my mother told me, she said, Doris, don't jump rope in the driveway. Well, Doris didn't obey. Doris went out there jumping rope in the driveway. And when I did, I fell. And I made a gash over my eye, and I ran in crying. And I put some water. My mother took me in the bathroom, and she washed my face, and she said, obedience is greater than sacrifice. She could have said, it's no better for you. I told you not to go and jump rope in there. But instead, she used a kind word. I'm 79 years old, and I remember it. It's probably about 70-some years ago that happened. The way she handled me. I feel like we can do the same. We can handle people with, open our mouth with wisdom. And in our tongue is the law of kindness. To me, the law of kindness is not just a kind word now and then. It's a principle. It's how I deal with things. It's inside of me. And so this is the way we can do to add salt to others. James, no, 1 Corinthians 2 and 7.
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory.
You see, the wisdom that we speak is not our own. It's the wisdom of God. It's hidden from the world. But do you know God reveals it to his people? And he wants us to give it out to others. The words we speak must be wisdom, with wisdom. We want to have wisdom in what we say. And we also want kindness in what we say. Well, I just want to encourage us to use our words to help other people, to show them, give salt to the situation. Instead of being a part of negative words and negative attitudes, we want to be a part of giving them something from God's perspective. And so I'm going to leave this with you. I have other scriptures. But I hope that what I said is a little something to encourage each and every one of us to leave. When we leave this campground, you know, we're getting a lot of good in this meeting. Amen. But we want to take this good out into the world. I don't believe the Lord wants us just to feed on all these good things and just enjoy them and say, oh, what a good message that was, and it doesn't make a change. We need to allow these things to make a change in us and go out into the world and be salt. To the world. Pray for me. Yeah.